Now let's just talk about American workers for the time being. Or we're really talking about the logic of German, French, Italian, American, Canadian workers, and to some extent still English workers, and the logic of their situation. The logic of how to make it is no longer conformity, which it has been since the end of World War II. Conform and don't rock the boat has been the logic, because money is there and it keeps coming at you. You buy a little house cheap, you can sell it for much more than that later on, etc. The logic of how to make it today depends on your ability to find out where your work might go, to what group of workers, and to reach them and talk to them. Because they're going to sell the stuff made in the third world and in Ireland and places like that, back in England, back in West Germany, and United States, Canada, France, and Italy, gives us some strength on that side, but we need more direct strength. We know, for example, that Hewlett-Packard and Apple are making over half of their computers in Singapore. Logic of this situation is to get the hell and find and talk to some of the dissidents of Singapore, and it's not easy because that's a little dictatorship. Mm-hmm. But you can get to the dissidents of Mexico and talk about maquiladora. You can get to the dissidents of most countries. Now, if they build city-states which are closed and under total totalitarian dictatorships, which is the direction, the logic of the thing for the people running the society, and with the use of force, every strike poses the question of a gun. Then the question is, how do we reach those workers? That is, our salvation depends upon solidarity between workers on the job. And that hasn't been the way it's been. It seemed that our salvation was to continue to be citizens of the most successful imperialist power in the country. Because of use. The worst of us, if we thought it through, know that for every one of us who's making it, there are 20 to 40 colonials supporting us.
Mm-hmm. And the ratio is getting larger and larger.
Now that we have to ask them to be our equals for equality with them. The question posed demands democracy for its healing. And that wasn't the case up till now in the post-war period. We've returned to a time that's more like the 30s than like the 50s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Mm-hmm. The absence of the American dream, the American dream was to buy a house, that seems for some years now to be out of the majority of working people's hands, the ownership of...
Most Americans have felt that just by being a good citizen, they were making a contribution to the world. And increasingly, it's pretty clear that by being just a good citizen and traveling along, you're contributing to the destruction of the world, so it's ecology, whatever. I mean, this BCCI scandal for you alone involves people in high places. Matter of fact, the biggest bank in Washington, D.C., was into the BCCI right up to the nostrils and may even be the money that created BCCI.
What does BCCI stand for?
Bank of Commerce Credit International, something like that. I forgot.
That isn't the insurance of the insurers of the banks?
No.
Well, Stan, I've enjoyed our time together. Let's see, we have almost 12 hours of conversation, and I appreciate your putting up with me for that long of a period of time.
Don't be so modest. This has been a joint venture.
All right, Stan. Thank you very much.
Thank you.